Warning, bullshit alert.
What's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. I'll get into that soundbite here in a second, but back from vacation. Can't wait to get into this episode, but real quick, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And today's episode is presented to you by NutriFit by Natalie, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, and of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds on spreads while the games are being played. And when the games are over, head on over to their online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or even unwind with one of their over 150 slot games. Head to betonline.ag today. Get in on the action. Don't forget. I screwed it up, but I don't care. I'm leaving it in. Don't forget to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. You would think that with a week off, that my brain would function better. But no, here we are. Already fuck it up. You heard this.
That was bullshit.
Mm-hmm. That's a gift from my children. My kids, my 9-year-old and 11-year-old, they never say this word, but they saw it and they're like, we got to get this for dad. We were up in the mountains on vacation last week and I think we were in like Breckenridge or something that we were passing through there. Really beautiful place. And we had just had lunch at, if you're in Breckenridge, a great place to have lunch is, I think it's downstairs at Eric's or something like that. It's a great place. Amazing food. Great atmosphere. They're not a sponsor of mine. They're just good. Okay? Just being honest with you. Anyway, I was taking the leftovers back to the car while the kids and my wife were shopping. And then we meet up and they were so excited. They were so excited. They go, Dad, guess what we got you?
Bullshit detected. Take precautions.
That's what they got me. This little button that I can have by my desk. And they're like, you can use it during your show because you say dirty words. I was like, well, I already have a BS alarm that I use. That's homemade. I made that one. But yeah, I'll definitely use this this little BS. I like that. That's cute. And the fact that my kids thought of me when they saw a bullshit buzzer, they're like, Dad, that's him. Anyway, we had a good time last week. It's always good to go up into the mountains here in Colorado. It's just about anywhere you go in the mountains in Colorado, is the Rocky Mountains is just so beautiful. I love it. Had a good time. The same day we came back, my son had a baseball game, and I have to share this story with you because I think it's hilarious. I'm at my son's baseball game, and I'm talking to Brandon, who's become a great friend, and his son plays with my son, and I'm dropping names, right? That's what I do, okay? I'm like, hey, I know this guy. I know that guy. Blah, 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 right? So I'm name dropping, and I start telling him about this my story, my one good story that involves Todd Helton, right? Hall of Famer Todd Helton. So I'm talking to him about like, okay, so I'm in the clubhouse at Rocky spring training one year, and Todd has social anxiety just like I do. And like, you know, I'm nervous to talk to him. And oddly enough, Todd Helton, who's on this grand stage, also has trouble talking to some peon like me, right? So I told him, I was like, so I'm there talking to Todd Helton, and he's holding his baseball bat, but it's upside down. So the butt of the bat is kind of near his chin, but he's holding it against his chest, right on his sternum, right in the middle, right? So the barrel of the bat is right around his gut or whatever, right? And Todd's looking at me, talking to me. And next thing I know, Todd gets this like, you know, he's just like really hindsight. He was making too much eye contact with me. I should have known something was up. So he's looking at me and he's like, uh-huh. And then he just flicks his bat up and with the barrel of the bat, hits me right in the junk, right? Hilarious. Todd starts laughing. I just hit this reporter in the dick type of thing. Todd's a great guy, right? It was funny. Okay, so I'm explaining this story to Brandon at the game, and I'm using my wife's umbrella as the baseball bat, right? So I'm explaining to Brandon, then he did this, and I go to flick the barrel of the bat, which is actually the umbrella, and I go to just describe what happened, and I didn't realize he was so close, and I whacked him right in the junk. And he's like, oh, gosh. I hit him right in the wiener. It was hilarious. I laughed and laughed. I felt so bad. I was like, that's the last thing I want to do is like hit somebody in the nuts. Like, could you imagine if you're just some guy, that some jerk guy that goes around hitting people in the dick? I just don't want to be known as that guy. Be like, watch out. He likes to hit people in the wiener. There's Scott again. Jeez, he is. Cover your junk, fellas. He's got radar on that thing, and he will pop you right there. Be like, boop, look, I got you. I got your little wee-wee. I felt bad. It was hilarious, though. But then between Brandon, like, laughing about what just happened, and then my wife goes and it starts saying, like, because Brandon's like, wow, you've had some interesting interactions with these, you know, high-end athletes. Mark Schlereth broke my ribs. 3-time Super Bowl champion, Mark Schlereth. Todd Helton, who is a Hall of Famer, whacked me in the junk with a baseball bat. Terrell Davis, my wife had to remind everybody that I accidentally stuck my finger in Terrell Davis's mouth when I was on Radio Row covering one of the Super Bowls in Minnesota. Yeah, that was TD's fault. That was TD's fault. That's not my fault. And I think there was one more. I just can't think. Oh, I got kicked in the leg by an MMA player. But, you know, when you think about all those stories, that's quite the resume. I think I should put that on my LinkedIn. Don't you think? I don't know what category to put it under, but I think that'd be great. Huh? Well, I've ribs broken by a Super Bowl champion, hit in the junk by a Hall of Famer. And let's see, I was inside Terrell Davis. People are like, wait, what? What? I'm sorry, what was that last one? It was his fault, okay? He moved, I slipped. Things happened. Anyway, on that note, you know what we need to do? Let's get into some headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
This is crazy, but not really surprising. But when you think about all that's gonna unfold in this story, it's gonna make you go, "Oh wow!" It's gonna make you think. An Amazon tribe was gifted the internet via Elon Musk's Starlink, and immediately got addicted to porn. Ding ding ding! I don't have my sound effect handy, but I mean, it's kind of, what do you expect, man? This is what's crazy. They started off with, like, let's communicate with other tribes. Let's communicate with, you know, other people across the world. Let's find some information that could be helpful to the longevity of this tribe. And next thing you know, you got, you know, a threesome on your screen. Like, what? He's delivering pizza. Ha! I'll be darned. Sorry. It's just, it's troubling because, one, what ends up, the elders are saying that it's mostly the young people that are addicted, classic elders. They're like pointing the finger. Oh, no, it's not me. I'm not addicted to porn. Don't look at my browser history. If you do, I swear to God, you're going to be exiled from this tribe. But what they're saying is the young people, this is what they've discovered. Since the young people have discovered porn and just internet in general, they're mostly watching porn, but they're also becoming more aggressive towards women, which is a bad thing because they weren't before. They're disconnected with their friends and their family, and they are constantly on their phones. And they're decreasing the productivity within the tribe and their duties. And it's really declining the mental status of the tribe as a whole. So you can see, it's porn, but two, it's just the internet in general. And it kind of tells you that they got this a few months back, and it's already causing problems. It's sad. It's disturbing. It's not shocking. There's a lot of twisted shit on the internet, whether you don't like porn or not. I mean, you subtract porn, there's still a whole bunch of other stuff out there that's troubling. And it's kind of sad. It makes you realize if you have young kids, yeah, you really got to be careful what they're watching on the internet. And whether it's stupid YouTubers or whatever. I can't stand. There was a point in time where I was a little bit okay with stuff on, influencers on YouTube and stuff like Unspeakable and Mr. Beast. Now I just can't fucking stand them because it's just complete nonsense. Like if you sprinkle it in a little, just a sprinkle, it's okay, I guess. But then they just say some meaningless just garbage, and your kids are just wasting their time. It just, so you kind of see it, what happens. A fully functioning tribe is great. Then they introduce the internet, and whether it's all the fingers pointing at porn or other things, it just starts making the society there decline. It makes you wonder, like, if we were able to just do a complete cleanse of the internet, basically, is where everything is distributed now. If we were able to just completely cut ties with it, what would happen to our society? I mean, we're going into political season, guys. You already see it. You already see it. People are fucking whacked out already. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. You got whack jobs on each side. Oh, both sides, okay? Getting poked in the ear by both of them. It's just, don't like it. And the internet just makes it worse. Social media just makes it worse. And we're only in June. I do not look forward to November. I don't. Because it's just going to be a complete clusterfuck. Can't deal with it. Don't want to deal with it. Speaking of not wanting to deal with things, I'm not a huge fan of spiders. Don't like them. But as I get older, I'm more appreciative of them and what they do for, like, my garden. If I have a garden going on, I want spiders around because they're going to eat all the bugs that try to eat my produce. Well, in Fresno, California, a man saw a wolf spider in his home. Wolf spider? They're harmless. Wolf spiders are harmless. They might hurt if they bite you. That's what I've heard. I've never been bit by one. But you're not going to get sick. You're not going to die. But this guy saw a wolf spider in his home. So naturally, he's like, what do I do? I got a wolf spider in the house. I know what I'll do. I'm going to grab a freaking blowtorch. That's what I'll do. Boom. Next thing you know, he charred the fuck out of his house. I was looking at a picture. Like, it wasn't like a small fire. He has some major structural damage to his home because of a spider. Why do you think it is a good idea to get a blowtorch and chase around a spider? My goodness. That's so disgusting. So I posted that on Facebook, and Paul wrote back with, I'll allow it. Then he also had a picture of like a a nuclear bomb going off. Roxanne wrote, harmless until one is in your house with hundreds of babies on it. Happened once, and it was an explosion of tiny wool spider babies in my house. Ooh, that's gross. That's gross. Don't like that one. We got wool spiders here, like at my house. They're not that big, but my buddy that lives up the, like a mile away, he has a lot of property in his backyard. They get like two or three times the size of the ones here at my house. Fucking disgusting. Can't stand it. Thankfully, they don't go in his home as of right now. I'm just saying, eventually it's going to happen. You're going to wake up and it's going to be on your face. But those things are gross. But again, they're harmless. And I've never once decided or thought, be like, let's get a blowtorch and light this fucker up. The only thing that I've ever done, other than trying to smash it with my foot or whatever, is if you get Windex, spray it with Windex and it knocks it out, then you can smash it. Never once I was like, let's light it up. Let's get it. Get a blowtorch. Get one of those blowtorches that you can buy online. Oh, that'd be great. So how'd the forest fire start? Well, there's a spider. You live in the woods, sir. You live in the woods, you dumb motherfucker. A pair of magnet fishing enthusiasts reeled in a muddy safe, and when they opened it up, there's roughly $100,000 in it, in all these $100 bills that are just all muddied up. And it's somewhat recent. The bills were somewhat recent, so it wasn't like it was, 100 years old or anything. And the police said, yeah, go ahead, you can keep it. Because I guess they ran the serial numbers and none of those were used in a crime that they were aware of. But not all of the bills are going to be salvageable. But there's probably going to be a decent amount in there. I mean, I was looking at the video of the dude looking at, and most of them are just, it's gross. But I don't know if you've ever, if you're on TikTok, or I guess even probably Instagram or Facebook has it too, search for magnet fishing. Some of the weird stuff that people pull out of lakes and ponds and rivers is pretty wild. A lot of times you get phones, or like these guys said that they've found guns before, knives, phones, like I said before. But they also said grenades, which is pretty freaky. If you think about it, if you're pulling in a grenade, what if you suck the pin out? They're like, oh, we got one. Oh, shit. We had one. But, there's also people that do this and they find bodies in gross, sad stuff like that, too. I think it would be fun to get a really high-powered magnet and just go start chucking it into a lake. But I'd also be kind of nervous to figure out, to find stuff, because who knows where that safe came from. Also, you got to think, like, on those lines of, like, what if that was, like, somebody's safe that they want back? And then now they know exactly where to find it.
Hey, I lost my safe. Okay. I need it back. There's a lot of money in there.
Oh, shit, sir. Okay, you can have it. It's a big old hunk of mud. Yeah, that also begs the question. If you're magnet fishing or you're just out and about and you stumble upon a safe and you open it up and there's a butt ton of money in there, are you going to report it? I mean, part of me is just like, the fact that the police are saying, you go ahead and keep it, guys. You're good. It's all yours. I mean, that's cool, but there's always that chance of, like, you just stumbled upon, what could be a potentially $100,000, and then you could lose it all. But it's cool that they're letting them keep it, but I don't know if I would be the guy that would tell anybody about it until I'm in the, because what's crazy is, like, you can go in there, and I think there's, you can, even if it's slightly damaged, you can still get it replaced with actual bills or stuff. Could you imagine, like, if you take a $100 bill that is just, like, soaked in mud? Yeah, can I get a pack of Camels and a Red Bull, please? As he slap it on the ground. No, no. I don't think they'd be happy. I would be so pissed off if that ever happened to me. You couldn't accept that as at any sort of establishment if it was just drenched in mud. And I've had people give me sweaty bills before, and that's just mean. It's like, where was this at? This was either in your crotch, or if it was a lady, it might have been in her bra. Which I'm fine with that one. But if it's a dude and you're like, he's like, here you go. It's a little sweaty. I just went for a run. Like, nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good. I'm not taking it. Don't care. Don't care if I get fired. I'm not taking your ball sweat $100 bill. Speaking of sweating and getting your fitness on. Sorry, Natalie. That's my transition. Sorry. Don't let gym intimidation keep you from reaching your wellness goals. NutriFit by Natalie is located on 120th and Pecos. It's right next to the Jersey Mike's. It's such a great vibe. And as soon as you walk through the door, you're going to see what I'm talking about. It's like positive vibes as soon as you go in. Because sometimes you go into a workout facility and you're like, oh, God, oh, no. And you just want to turn around and leave. No, not this place. You just want to be in there. It's a great feeling when you go in. Here's the thing with NutriFit by Natalie. They can help you set realistic health and fitness goals and get you results. Their trainers give you the tools and support you need to reach those goals. And here's the way I look at it. Imagine feeling better, moving better, and living better. That's where, you know, NutriFit by Natalie is there to help you. Start fueling your workouts properly, too. NutriFit by Natalie is going to set you up with a meal plan that will actually make you want to stick with it. And what's great is the staff at NutriFit by Natalie is right there to guide you, encourage you, and of course, hold you accountable. They provide a safe, all-inclusive space that encourages confidence and community. In addition to the on-site fitness, they have partnered with over a dozen different businesses for over a decade to provide off-site training for corporate wellness in a variety of nonprofits. That's something you guys should check out. I mean, because like at your office, maybe your work site, you guys want to get a little healthier and, you know, help get on track. That you need to check out NutriFit by Natalie. So your search for all-inclusive fitness studio ends right here. Go to NutriFitByNatalie.com. Or go ahead and swing by NutriFit by Natalie. They're located at 12005 North Pecos Street in Westminster, or 120th and Pecos. Schedule a consultation, set some goals. Before you know it, you're going to start seeing results. It's time to meet your new you with NutriFit by Natalie, Nick Cannon.
He is all boss, Nick Cannon is.
Nick Cannon, the reason I bring him up is he's got 12 kids with 6 different women. Nick Cannon got his testicles insured for $100 million. Yeah. Yeah. Now, that being said, Nick Cannon is teaming up with Dr. Squatch. It's that, like, soap company. Well, they're expanding out into manscaping and stuff like that. So, and they're trying to promote their new ball valuation tool. It's funny, whatever. It's all an endorsement for him. But dude, if anybody's gonna get his gonads or nards or whatever you want to call them, it's Nick Cannon. 12 kids, 6 different women, and I think they're all friends. That's what's bizarre to me. Good for him. He's got some
magical stuff between his legs. He does. Yar. I don't know why I went into a pirate, but I did. Yar.
That's all I got to say about Nick Cannon's balls. Angel, I think it's Angel Reese is her first name, and last name is Reese. She's embracing her role with the WNBA. She's kind of the bad guy. Caitlin Clark is the good guy, everybody's all about Caitlin Clark, but Angel Reese is out here saying, listen, I'm part of the equation too, and I want to get your thoughts on her and her comments in regards to the current status of the WNBA.
It all started from the national championship game, and I've been dealing with this for 2 years now. And understanding, like, yeah, negative things have probably been said about me, but honestly, I'll take that because look where women's basketball is. People are talking about women's basketball, but you never would think that we'd be talking about women's basketball. People are pulling up to games. We got celebrities coming to games, sold out arenas, like just because of one single game. And just looking at that, like, I'll take that role. I'll take the bad guy role, and I'll continue to take that on and be that for my teammates. And if I want to be that, and I know I'll go down in history, I'll look back in 20 years and be like, yeah, the reason why we watching women's basketball is not just because of one person. It's because of me, too, and I want y'all to realize that.
Listen, I get what she's saying. It's like in media. Listen, my wheelhouse is sports talk. A good sports show has two different vibes of hosts. When you have if you can't have two hosts on the same show that are the exact same, you want to have two opposites. Because it's like when D-Mac and Alfred Williams had a show. You either loved D-Mac or you hated D-Mac. And there's plenty of people that loved Alfred, but there were some people that hated Alfred for whatever reason. So there's usually one or the other. And sometimes people would do this, like especially when it came to D-Mac, is you would hate listen. Like you're listening, but only because you hate them. It's weird. And that's okay. It works. And that's kind of the same thing with her role, with Reese's role, is, and she's embracing it. That's fine. She's embracing that she is the quote unquote bad guy in the WNBA, bad woman. But I don't think too many, I know she, There's probably people out there that are tuning in for her. But I think the majority of people are tuning in for Caitlin Clark. And I got to be honest, I was even looking the other day. I was like, I think that she plays for the Fever, Caitlin Clark. I kind of want to tune in just to see what it's like. Okay. I've seen some highlights. Not too impressed. I'm not. It's a different game than guy basketball, man basketball. Man, basketball. But it's different, okay? But I'm willing to give it a chance. And it's because there's been so much attention drawn to Caitlin Clark. But that being said, Reese is right in a sense of, like, there's other great players out there. I think that's what people are going to stumble upon. You tune in for Caitlin Clark, and then all of a sudden you're going to realize, well, there's some other great players out there. There's this lady, there's that lady, this blah, blah, blah. And then she's the intro to the WNBA, Caitlin Clark is. And then you're going to discover that possibly that you like other people. You like other players on the team. It's kind of like nowadays, you might be drawn to the NBA because of LeBron James. But then you start watching a game, you realize that he's a big baby, and then you realize that there's other great players around. Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, I'm only saying Nugget players. But you see what I'm saying? It's fine. There's nothing wrong with what's happening with the WNBA. It's a little annoying, though, when you think about that the WNBA has been around for years and has gotten jack squat for attention. But now Caitlin Clark comes out and there is so much attention between her and Angel Reese. And then Caitlin Clark just was ripping everybody apart in the tournament, and she just stole everybody's heart. Now she's in the WNBA. And ESPN and others are embracing it and going, hey, we're actually going to talk about the WNBA. We're going to start using our social media channels to show highlights of the WNBA, stuff we've never done before. And they're acting like they've done it from the get-go when they haven't. It's kind of annoying, but that being said, whatever, at least they're doing it. At least they're doing it. And if my daughter ever decides that she wants to be in the WNBA, I don't think she will because she's going to be short. Oh, she walked down here and then she just gave me like a fist, like she's going to punch me in the face. But I know you would do it. But here's the thing. If she was able to make it into the WNBA, I would love for her to get propped up there and you know, promoted by the entities of sports media and say, hey, she's great. We need to respect her and her other teammates and stuff like that. Like, I think that's fine. That's great. It's about freaking time. But it's also one of those things where we just got to get used to it. It's not going anywhere. Caitlin Clark opened the door that was already there and people were going through it, but she just kicked it open even further. And now ESPN, Fox Sports, everybody is focusing on it. And Angel Reese is embracing the role of the bad guy. And I think, though, Angel Reese, though, needs to take a step back and realize, because she sounds like a spoiled little brat, like, I'm here, too. Look at me. I'm here. People are watching me, too. It's like, calm down. Calm down. You don't need to go out there and say it. How about you go out there and make people notice you by playing really great? That's it. Don't go in front of a microphone and go, everybody look at me. Okay. I know the reason why the numbers are going through the roof with the WNBA. It's not because of Caitlin Clark. It's because of me. It's like, come on, dude. Humble yourself, please. I've seen some highlights of Reese, and I'm not impressed. She's, I don't know. I haven't watched a full game. That's the thing. I need to educate myself, not by watching highlights, but watching actual games. And then I can give an honest, review of the WNBA. It's not fair for me to sit there and say they suck. It's not fair for me to say they're nowhere near the level of talent as men. I can't say that because I haven't watched it. And also, everything I know from people that have played in the NBA, people that have coached WNBA in college ladies basketball, is it's a different game. It's a different game. So I need to do that. You should do that too. Give them a chance. But it's a very interesting moment with the WNBA. And I think Angel Reese is well, on one hand, I respect what she's saying. On the other hand, it's just like she needs to know her role too. Her role is that she's walking through the door behind Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is the one that just shoved, like I said before, shoved the door wide open. And now there's a lot more attention on it. And we should have been paying attention before, but hey, we weren't. But now we are. So I'm going to try to watch it. That being said, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch it. But that being said, I'm also not a huge basketball nerd. So I only watched the Nuggets. And once the Nuggets were out of the playoffs, I'm like, nah, it's done. NBA playoffs are basically done. That's where I was at. same with the NHL. As soon as the Avalanche were done, I'm like, nah, hockey's over. But football, yeah, I can watch that nonstop. Hey, real quick, High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. It used to be called Jad's Mile High Smoke, but they're like, you know what? Let's change it. So now it's High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. and it's the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state. They work like an alcohol bar, but it's for cannabis. So go on by to High Society to buy and consume on site. Purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. You can even get pre-rolls and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. High Society has 7 big screen TVs to catch your favorite sporting event or host a watch party. Plus, they got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, and dominoes to choose from. And they even got a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. And between you and I, don't tell anybody, they're expanding that. And they're going to get more machines in there. That's their goal. They're making that thing bigger and better. It's so cool when you go in there. It's just such a warm, inviting place to go into. It's a great place to go hang out. High Society has tons of events like comedy shows on the first and third Friday of every month. They got live music, open mic nights, drag bingo, craft nights, puffin' paints, game nights. And twice a week, they have Texas Hold'em games and so much more. It's so cool. You got to go check them out. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. And Tuesdays is industry day. And anyone with an MED employee badge gets 15% off all day. And Thursdays is ladies' day. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ladies get 20% off all day on Thursdays. How cool is that? High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge. You can just call it High Society for short. It's 9 minutes from Coors Field, open from noon to 10. Got to be at least 21 or older to consume. No outside product, just buy it there. High Society is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to High Society. Oh, thank you guys so much for joining the show. I really do appreciate it. My daughter, thank you for listening at the very end. And if you want to be in the WNBA, you might want to get taller, okay? It's basketball. No. Oh, she said, if I want to make it out of this room alive, I better shut up. Hold on.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
You gave it to me. You gave it to me. That is mom's idea. Mom. This doesn't count as a Father's Day gift. Just telling you. That's right around the corner. That's this weekend, I think. I expect a lavish assortment of meats, cheeses, maybe some assorted breads, people fanning me with giant leaves and feeding me grapes. No. Hot sauce, yes. Hot sauce. Oh, my God. Yes, you can't go wrong with hot sauces. Oh, yeah, I love hot sauce. Anyway, hey, I'm trying to do a show, okay? Stop. I'm not editing this out. I don't. I never make mistakes, ever. I didn't screw up the beginning of this podcast. Shush. Hey, thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast and making this the number one comedy podcast in the state of Colorado. I can't thank you enough. You guys are amazing. Hopefully, you're having a great day. Hopefully, if you're having a bad day, hopefully listening to this show at least put a smile on your face for even just a smidge, okay? A smidge. Anyway, thanks for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, share it with your friend. Big thanks to NutriFit by Natalie. Go check her out. They're on a 120th and Pecos. I'm going to be out there doing some videos, and I think I'm going to break out my Richard Simmons gear. Yes, I have shorty short shorts. Also, big thanks to High Society Cannabis Dispo and Lounge, formerly Jad's Mile High Smoke, and of course, Bet Online. Go to betonline.ag. You guys are amazing. Have a wonderful day. It's DeHuff Uncensored. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.